Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to the program Islamic Upbringing. This is a program wherein we provide you with necessary information to be able to provide necessary grounds for your children to flourish and to attain perfection, which is the ultimate goal of Islam. Well, today in our studio we have with us Brother Miqdad. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Brother Miqdad is a researcher in the Hafza Ilmi of Qom, who will be providing us answers on the basis of Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. A very warm welcome, brother.
Thank you so much. Jazakallah.
Brother, in our previous session, we could not conclude our topic. We were talking about when teenagers pay a lot of attention to themselves. Is that okay? You said it's okay to pay attention to oneself, but when that exceeds, especially in terms of paying attention to the physical body, it may be a matter of concern for parents. And then we were talking about what is common in society, what social media has put into the minds of young boys and girls, and that's like looking perfect physically, and you said that's a matter of concern again.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So we left off last discussion talking about the role of social media and generally society in making us think and making youth think that body image is what matters in our success.
Yes.
This is a very, very important discussion, extremely important discussion, especially in today's age. And so I strongly recommend parents out there, mothers, fathers out there, to go and research this a bit more in their free time. There's plenty of books out there. The impact of selfies, for example, in body image and self-esteem. The role of social media in our self-image, in our self-esteem. All of these things you'll find are related very closely to this topic that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
How do we deal with it? So first and foremost, let's just kind of dig a bit more. So what happens is that society and social media specifically brings about this idea that if I want to be successful today, and if I want to be accepted within society, I have to have a very strong body image.
Yes.
And I have to be presentable and beautify my physical appearance. And this is why boys and girls would do things related to the physical appearance, whether it's to do with their hair, whether it's to do with their makeup, whether it's to do with their just general dressing, etc. Now, remember, when I say beauty over here, I don't necessarily mean beauty the way that we understand it. Beauty that matches the current fashion, you would say.
Yes.
What happens is that, and this is a discussion in psychology as well, and mental health especially, is that this is known, and so it's been researched plentiful as well. It's known to be a very big factor in a lot of mental health issues as well, because you're always chasing something that will never be achieved.
Okay.
And you find that a lot of, especially girls, go through a lot of trouble and a lot of efforts, a lot of expenses.
Pain, cost.
Yeah. In order to kind of fit in, but never realize that, because there has been an idea of a perfect body being created in people's minds that is not achievable by everybody.
Yes.
And all teenagers try to chase that, and they have these role models of this perfect body, thinking that this is what will lead me to be accepted, lead me to be successful, not realizing that this is actually detrimental. This actually causes them more harm than good.
And I think one more example is that, I mean, all the family members I have, especially girls in the teens, I have, if like, since I am living very far away from my country, and then we would sometimes want to share pictures, like they would want us to send pictures, and we would want them to send their pictures, especially the teenage girls would never send their pictures without filters or without using beauty cameras. And that's, I think, one of the reasons that you already mentioned, why do they do that? Brother, I'll continue this discussion with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
IRIB English Radio presents A Priceless Gift to Parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5-year-old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. Englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. We're talking on an important topic, what social media has got to do with the teenagers pay excessive attention to their bodies. What role does social media play over here? So, brother, you were talking about that.
So how do we deal with this? A couple of points that parents should take care of. One, first and foremost, is to really strongly work on the confidence of the children or the confidence of these teenagers. Never, ever take the approach of humiliating, of putting down, of mockery, or these things.
Make fun of them.
Yeah, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Always approach it in a very respectful way and building their confidence. Remember one thing, that the reason why they're doing this is because they want to achieve something. They want to be heard. They want to be seen, right?
Yeah.
If from a very young age, parents have noted this and they've tried their best to always make sure that they see their children, they note their children, then you find it's very much easier. When they become teenagers, children don't really pay attention to these things because they have realized that my parents have noted my perfections. Many of these young girls, they cross the boundaries of haram and they dress up and they try to achieve this body image because they think that they'll be now be seen by others and respected by others and given,
yes,
that value by others.
Attention
by others.
Yes.
So the key is to make sure we give them that attention at home. This is why home is there, right? Home is the place where they can be valued, they can be given attention to. So this is something we need to work on as parents.
All right. So you're trying to say that in case we give enough attention to our children at home, they won't make efforts to be center of attraction in this society.
Exactly. That's the first point. Another thing that parents should do is to work with their children when it comes to social media. We've mentioned this previously as well, that social media is not something you can stop your children from going into. It's so prevalent in today's world that that's not something advisable at all. But very importantly is to train and equip your teenager with the skill on how to deal with social media, how to make sure that they understand what's happening in the world of social media.
Mm-hmm.
Why do people behave in a way that they behave in social media?
True.
Through analysis, through discussion, through talking about it, through dialogue, basically, you can bring your teenagers to understand the world of social media better. Obviously, it requires for you to also be aware of these things through reading and through taking courses. And so through this discussion, it will really help and it will strengthen the teenagers into dealing with these things. And this is, I feel, extremely important.
All right. So one other point you said is that parents cannot stop their children from using social media. You said that's literally not advisable. What they can do is, first of all, do a research on that themselves and then make a supervision kind of thing, be aware or teach their children how to deal with it. Brother, I'll be talking to you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Raise your children to have three features: love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We're saying that social media has made a kind of mentality that physical body is something that should look perfect. And to attain that perfection, boys and girls are doing so much. They're making, I don't know, they're going for a lot of expenses, a lot of time wasting, and so many things to attain that physical perfection, which brother said is due to lack of confidence and due to lack of attention that's not given in the families. And you also said how parents can control the use of social media. Is there any more tip you would like to give to parents to control that?
Another thing that is very important to do is to introduce children to role models.
Okay.
One of the reasons or one of the causes that leads to children to behave the way they do to it is because the role models they have are not good role models. They're role models that have the same attitude in when it comes to physical appearance, role models that post themselves in a very bad way, very unethical and immodest way.
Immodest.
Fueling this idea that my body is very important, my body is where my success lies, my body is where my perfection lies.
Yes.
And so what's important is for us as parents to introduce children and youth and teenagers to role models that will teach them where success is. Mm-hmm. So role models is a person who has achieved success in the eyes of the person who's following him. And this leads them to be influenced by the same goal and the same principles and the same ethos that this person has. So if you introduce them to really amazing role models,
mm-hmm,
who have the right values, then a teenager will be more inclined towards those. And it doesn't necessarily have to be role models of only Islamic background, for example, right? Obviously, our first and perhaps you can say first and choice, only role models are the Ahlul Bayt, having attained the highest level of perfection possible for any human being.
True.
And so these are the individuals, peace be upon him, and their families whom we follow,
yeah,
and who we take our role models. But teenagers need to, for them to understand this takes some time, and okay, obviously we need to work on it. But at the same time, you could talk about other role models as well that would at least reduce the damage that can cause by the celebrities out there, mm-hmm, that are brainwashing our children. So it can be successful individuals, but individuals whose success hasn't been their body image, has been, true, other things. So for example, individuals who have worked for a noble cause.
Okay.
Take someone like Malcolm X, for example, or Nelson Mandela, for example, or individuals in the Islamic world as well.
Or like today, there are so many youth who have created their own NGOs, or the charity NGOs who are helping others. We can also introduce them as the role models.
Yes. In a way, just to show them that, look, there are success stories beyond just this physical, this physical body that we're trying to put across. And this is something they need to understand. And once they understand, and in addition to that, if you're able to then keep them busy,
mm-hmm,
doing these activities, working, this will really help reduce the extravagance in attention to our physical bodies, to keep them busy and doing real things.
Yes, because empty minds are basically a very good host for Shaitan as well. Thank you so much, brother, for being with us. Thank you so much to our listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you have any questions for us or any suggestions, comments for a program, please feel free to contact us on English Radio @irib.ir. You can also search us on our social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio. In case you want to listen to our programs again, you can go back to our official website. That's www.parstoday.com. Until another session, fi amanallah, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.